This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, the roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war. Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to not only the USA Audio Network, but Lindell TV. Yeah. I don't look anything like Wayne Allen Root, last I checked. In fact, my name is Lee Elsie, and you can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. That way you can subscribe to my YouTube page, which is Lee Elsie, L-E-E-E-L-C-I. My website, LeeElsie.com. Absolutely check that out if you can. Fantastic to get a chance to fill in for Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, a little birdie told me, and that birdie is Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, is that Wayne is down there at Mar-a-Lago for what is going to be a huge celebration. It is Super Tuesday, in case none of you are paying attention, and today is the day that most of the delegates get handed out, and we suspect that Donald Trump will obviously blow the doors off of Nikki Haley tonight and, again, leave her in the dust where she should have been. And Trump marches on to what will inevitably be a Republican victory. So tonight, again, Super Tuesday, all of these states. And as the results come in, I will do my best to try to keep you up to date on this as, you know, the screen in front of me rolls through some of the numbers. It's like, you know, 1%, 1%, 2%, 3%. So some of these places are adding them up, and as they come in, I will try to share those with you. But I don't suspect any surprises tonight. I don't suspect Trump will lose any of these states. And again, onward and upward, as off he goes to the Republican nomination. And again, a clash against, will it be Biden or will it be someone else? Come on. This stumbling, bumbling president can't make it to the finish line. I know we talk about this all the time. I'm sure you're tired of hearing about it. I'm probably tired of talking about it. But here's the deal. He can't get there. And if he even could get to that finish line, he could never make it another 4 years. So you've got to figure that the Democrat Party is conspiring. There's wheeling and dealing going on. The question is, who will it be? Who will take over the reins at the convention when they get together? It can't be Uncle Joe. It's got to be someone else. Hillary Clinton? Probably not. Gavin Newsom? Eh. Run California into the ground. Too many people would look at that and poo-poo that. The only chance and the only choice that they have is Michelle Obama. And as I said earlier tonight, I think she has protests too much, if you're a Shakespeare fan. She kind of tries to come off as, I don't like Washington. I don't want to deal with Washington. I don't want to be president. I don't want to be an elected official. So it looks like you're kicking and dragging and pulling her into that spot, which is always something that resonates well with the American people. If they think you don't want power, they kind of like that, right? They like the idea that you don't like to be in a position of power, because then they think you're not power hungry or power thirsty. And guess what? You know the Obamas are. So that is my prediction. And I know Wayne has talked about that before in the past, how he certainly thinks that Michelle Obama is the choice. And I agree with that 100%. I've been saying this for the better part of a year, that Biden can't get to the finish line and they have to find a replacement. And I hate to say it, but Michelle Obama is the most popular Democrat in the country. And I don't even think there's anybody as a second, like anybody's close to being second. She's way out there in the lead because she has that sort of halo effect around her. People loved Obama for whatever reason. And again, she was just that side piece that, did no wrong and was always around and was always there. And she speaks well. And people, again, Democrats in particular, progressive Democrats, love her. So on this Super Tuesday, as we watch the votes come in, and we watch Biden, who will end up winning his nomination, and Trump, who will end up winning his. We think that this clash of these two folks is going to happen in November, but I think more people are beginning to realize that Biden can't get to that finish line. In fact, I had a doctor on, and I think I had a doctor on earlier in the week on my own morning show. I'm going to bring her back maybe tomorrow night to talk about how she's convinced that Trump had that Biden had a stroke. An actual real deal stroke that nobody seems to want to talk about. So anyway, those are the things that are happening tonight, things to watch tonight. And again, I'll keep you up to date on some of that stuff. But in a more general sense, let me get to a couple of issues. What is America doing in the world? What are we trying to do? The president has, this president, I mean, he's not going to do it. But leadership has to get back to basics. Conservatives see Ukraine as a secondary interest, a place where we're just pouring bad money after good, a place where there's really no good ending, a faraway place with no immediate bearing on our safety. The effort to help defend it has come with these unrealistic assumptions. American power. We have been essentially at war. Our power, not necessarily is it dwindling, but our resources certainly are. Answer this. Why? Why must Russia be stopped? Why must Russia be stopped in Ukraine? Do you really think Russia's going, if they were to take Ukraine, do you think they would go on to Poland? Do you think this would be a beginning of a march across Eastern Europe? I don't. I think we're pouring a lot of money in. I think that there are, you know, Russia, not to defend Russia. I think, you know, Putin's the evil doer and the bad guy. But, you know, they're protecting not only their port, but they don't want NATO on their doorstep. So you can understand that. Now, the other side of this, the other conflict that we're in right now, or seemingly in, or at least our ally is Gaza and Israel. And for whatever reason, according to a Quinnipiac poll that I'm looking for right now, more people are in favor of us giving buckets of money to Ukraine as opposed to giving money to one of our staunchest allies in Israel. And every single progressive politician continues to ask for this ceasefire. We all see what's happening on television. We all watch this horror that's unfolding in front of our eyes. We get it. There's terrible things that are happening because war is hell. War is a terrible thing. But when you're given no option to save your own people, when Hamas has continued to destroy not only your infrastructure by lobbing bombs at you, but to kill and rape and maim, and then October 7th came, and somehow the leadership of Israel is supposed to stand quiet, and here in America, nobody says, or at least the left doesn't say or do anything to support our Israeli allies. Instead, they do the opposite. I'm sorry. I hate to see civilians die, but when you hide behind the skirt strings of women and children, there's not much the Israeli military can do. So they have to continue this onslaught until each and every Hamas soldier or terrorist is destroyed. And I think we all need to come together on that. I mean, yes, again, you want to try to limit the amount of civilian casualties. Nobody's a monster. Nobody wants to see thousands of women and children killed. But why are they women and children? Where are the men? Where'd they all go, supposedly? I mean, that's an interesting question to ask that no one seems to be able to answer. 15,000 women and children doesn't make any sense. But when you're hiding underneath hospitals and underneath schools and underneath churches, of course you're going to have civilian casualties. So, again, I get sick and tired of hearing our left-of-center friends continue to talk about a ceasefire. To me, if I'm running the show in Israel, I'm going full throttle until every single member of Hamas is dead or until they completely surrender and every single one of the hostages is brought home. We are reading now the horrors that some of these hostages have been going through. We all knew it was happening. We all knew they were being sexually assaulted and raped and brutalized. And now we're finding out here, these many months later, that that's all been happening since they took these people on October 7th. And of course that's what we expected that, but we were praying that it wasn't the case, but we all knew that it was going to end up being that. So those are a couple of things, major things. Obviously, immigration, we can talk about that tonight a little bit. I mean, immigration to me is the number one issue that politicians are going to have to address in this 2024 election, and politicians at every level, whether it's the presidential race, and Biden has zero wiggle room. Like, they are completely culpable of what happened at the southern border. Yet they're trying to spin this narrative here in the 11th hour as we, you know, make that stretch run towards the election that somehow it wasn't their fault. Garbage. And I talk about this a lot on my own morning show, which you can't let them get away with that. And I'm talking directly to the folks at Lindell TV. Do not let them get away with shifting the narrative, doing this 180 on the border. They wanted this mass immigration. They wanted an invasion. They got it. And now, because the public isn't happy and because there's crime rampant in the streets and the cityscapes across the country, they are now having to spin around on that and try to switch the narrative. All right, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root, he's in Mar-a-Lago, partying like a rock star for the former president of the United States, and I'm sure he's having a blast. My name again is Lee Elsie. Please hang out with us. This is the great Lindell TV. We'll take a short time out. We'll come right back. Stick around.
This is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Avio Life. Avio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Avio Radio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Christopher down there in Dallas. I'm laughing at you, Christopher. My name is Lee LCI. You're looking for Wayne. Wayne will be back on Fridays in Mar-a-Lago, as I'm sure they're huddled around this giant... Actually, it's probably a black and white television set on some kitchen table right in the back. They're huddled around watching the results come in. It's Super Tuesday, which, again, is a great day. I mean, listen, if you're a political junkie, these kinds of days... And I became a political junkie like later in life. I wasn't necessarily a political junkie when I was going to high school or college or even, you know, in my 20s. But later on, it just became, I'm an athlete, so it's a competition. It's always fun to watch this thing unfold. And one of the things that I normally do, in particular on the presidential election night, is I lock myself in this studio, and we broadcast out to, you know, half of New England, and we just sort of go through the results as they come in. And it's always a lot of fun. Super Tuesday, I guess, is the closest to an actual real November-ish type of election, national election anyway, as you've got all these states up for grabs, 15 states up for grabs today, which is interesting. And they're coming in, 8%, and some Virginia has 8% of the votes in, and Biden has a whopping lead on Williamson, which I think I could put a briefcase of cash on this console here in the radio studio, and nobody out there would be able to tell me who's even running against Biden. But, you know, it's funny. I'm in a break, and my phone rings, and it's my 90-year-old dad. And... I couldn't get to it because I was still on the air. I saw it ringing, so I called him back. And I'm like, what's up? And he's like, well, I got something I want to tell you. I'm like, okay. He goes, you got to use it on the air. I'm like, okay, Pops, but I'm on the air right now. And he's like, what? Huh? What? I said, yeah, I'm on the air right now. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And then the phone sort of shuffled, and he goes, all right, and he hangs up on me. But it may be... Made me think of a time when... So I'd married my wife in 2004, and I was still acting at that time. So I was on As the World Turns, like maybe 5 or 6 times a month. So I'd go down to New York City. I was on As the World Turns, and I played this bartender. So, you know, we were like fresh into our marriage. It was like maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 months into it. And I'd shot the scene, and usually a soap opera scene, you shoot it, and then six weeks later is when it plays. So I knew what day it was going to be on. So I tell her, and I happen to be downstairs doing something, but I tell her that it's going to be on, and she says, okay, whatever, whatever, whatever. And anyway, I'm watching it on the downstairs TV because I'm busy doing something. I come upstairs and I say, what did you think? And she's like, she fumbles through the remote and like, she didn't watch it. She was watching her own soap opera. So that's my wife. She was watching, I think, not One Day at a Time. That was with that One Life to Live, I think she was watching. So she could care less about that. But anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. I mean, not even watching her husband on the air, for goodness sake. So, Pop's not listening to me. Wife's not watching.
Wait, hold on, Lee. I don't mean to hijack the show. I know this is going to look bad for TV, but...
Right.
So, I mean, it's like the soap opera. So, hold on. Yeah. So, you're on there. What was the show you were on?
I was on As the World Turns.
So, you know, not
a lot, briefly, but a couple of years.
Yeah, but you were, like, playing Sam Made Abe Alone on As the World Turns.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And a bar called Yo's. They had a bar called Yo's.
Of course it
was. I was Teddy the bartender.
Wow. No stereotypes there with the Irish. No. But anyway, so you go to your wife. Did she make an attempt to tape it?
No, couldn't care less.
Really?
I don't think. I mean, I'm on a weekly Sunday morning political talk show in the state of Connecticut, which right. goes over to, and she, I don't think she's ever watched that.
Oh, that's, wow.
But she doesn't really care about politics.
Hey, my late mother used to tell me she never listened to me. She always listened to other DJs in Vegas. I was like, oh, really?
Well, yeah, sure, thanks. Well, thanks, listen to the good ones.
That's exactly how she put it to me. I listen to those who have talent, know what they've been doing for a while. You're still new.
There you go, see? Right. Well, there's a little backstory on me, in case none of you out there knew that. So, yes, I was up early in New York. It was actually a lot of fun. You know, give you your own dressing room and feel like a superstar, which you were not. Which you were not, for sure. All right, listen. We're going to tap into the Heritage Foundation in just a couple seconds. One of their best, Hans von Spakovsky, is going to join us. I know he's been on with Wayne before in the past, but we're going to get into a latest piece by them about the ruling, the Supreme Court ruling, the 9-0 ruling. Where Donald Trump gets a chance to get on all of the ballots. We'll talk to Hans about that in just a couple of minutes. Keep it right here on the on Lindell TV. Frank's speech, go on that and check that out online or the USA Audio Network. Hang on.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung three or four times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Lindell TV. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne Allen Root. Off the next couple of days. He's down in Mar-a-Lago. It's a big celebration. Actually, Trump, they're projecting him as the winner in Virginia. We'll keep you up to date on that. But right now, when we want to, you know, we want to educate ourselves on all kinds of different topics, we bring on this next guy. The Heritage Foundation, we've become great friends with them. Hans von Spakovsky is joining us. Hans, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Sure. Well, you're working hard while Wayne is off drinking cocktails at Mar-a-Lago.
I mean, he's probably got some kind of Cosmo in his hand, and he's hobnobbing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Living the dream down there in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot to celebrate today, given the 9-0 score at the Supreme Court yesterday.
Well, let's talk about that. You have a piece out, the Daily Signal has it, with Trump ruling Supreme Court restores voting rights of millions of Americans. I think most people with a little bit of common sense, Hans, thought it was going to be, you know, 7-2, 8-1, but 9-0. Tell me why 9-0 is significant.
Well, it's significant because look, as you know, the left has been attacking the Supreme Court, questioning its legitimacy. Whenever they don't like a decision, they accuse the justices of being partisans. They can't do that with this decision, and I'm sure they're very disappointed about that, because all 9 justices, including the liberals, agreed that state officials don't have the authority to disqualify a federal candidate from the ballot. That was the right decision under the Constitution, but from a political standpoint, like I said, it takes away any ammunition from the left to attack the court for the decision.
Now, is there anything in the dissents or in the decisions themselves that could come back and bite everybody in the rear end? I heard some rumblings that they sort of weave some narratives into this. Is there anything in that, or is that false?
Look, the court avoided any and all issues. They didn't even have to get into, well, did Trump commit insurrection or not? Because what they said was state officials can't enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, period. So they didn't have to get into all those other issues. The liberal justices did write a short concurrence. They agreed in the judgment. They agreed that state officials can't do this. But, you know, they chastised a little bit, criticized the court for saying that only Congress can enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. They said, well, we shouldn't be deciding today which federal actor can enforce the law. And I think they were doing that, frankly, because they're probably hoping that the Garland Justice Department will actually indict and try to charge Trump under the federal criminal insurrection statute, which, of course, they haven't done. And I think they haven't done it because they know they'd lose that case.
So tell me, take me down that road, because I was talking about this with somebody today. If they did charge him with insurrection, how would that play out?
Well, I tell you, right now, they probably are waiting, even if they wanted to do that.
Yeah,
they're not going to do it because, remember, right now up before the U.S. Supreme Court is a case that's going to be argued in third week in April on whether presidents have immunity from criminal prosecutions.
Right.
And if the Supreme Court rules in Trump's favor, and I actually think they should, there's no way he can be criminally prosecuted for what he did while he was in office.
All right, since you brought that up, because that was going to be my next question about immunity. Sure. So when we talk about immunity, we're not talking about blanket immunity. He can't walk down the street with a shotgun and kill someone, right? I mean, what are we talking about with immunity with this?
Well, think of it this way. Look, the Supreme Court hasn't decided this issue, but what they have decided in a prior case was that presidents have immunity from civil liability.
Right.
In other words, once a president leaves office, you or I, no one can sue the president saying, well, you know that executive order you signed, or you know that bill that you signed? It caused me to lose money, so I'm suing you for damages. They can't do that. And the Supreme Court said, look, if a president isn't immune from civil liability, they're not going to act. They're going to be too afraid to act. They haven't made that decision about criminal liability. I actually think the very same arguments apply. Yeah, you can come up with an extreme hypothetical. A president takes out a shotgun and kills somebody. But you and I know that's not going to happen.
Of course
not. What would happen, though, is imagine this situation. A president orders a drone strike on terrorists. It goes astray. Civilians are killed. The president leaves office, and a new, very liberal president comes in who says, you know, I don't think that was justified. He shouldn't have ordered a drone strike. Justice Department, I want you to criminally prosecute the president for murder. That's what would happen if you don't have presidential immunity.
So you believe that they do have it built in already, then? This is just the formality, then, going through this process?
Well, the Supreme Court has to recognize it. What I'm saying is I think they should recognize it the same way they recognize immunity from civil liability. If they do, the thing they may have to determine is there a limit to it? In other words, does it apply only to official acts the president takes in his office and not to personal acts? But if they come up with that kind of a distinction, how do you draw the line between the two? How do you distinguish whether something was a personal action or an official action? That's a tough line to draw.
We're talking with Hans von Spakovsky, one of the good ones from the Heritage Foundation. They're all great. He's one of the real good ones, and we always appreciate him talking about a wide variety of issues. So, you know, insurrection itself, let's say they decided they wanted to roll the dice and give this a shot. I mean, for the publicity alone, the negative publicity alone, maybe they won't want to do that. But my point is, what would they have to prove? To me, I mean, I'm a novice, but wouldn't they have to prove that the president or the president's immediate minions sat down with the Proud Boys or some of these other groups to cause havoc that day?
I think they would have to show a plot to take over the government. And there's been no evidence of that. Yeah, there was criminal trespassing inside Congress. But remember, Trump gave a speech. He tweeted out and said to folks, look, protest peacefully the way you're entitled to under the First Amendment, but no violence. Don't do anything illegal. So how in the world could they criminally charge him with insurrection under those circumstances? He was not responsible for the few people, the very small number of people who engaged in criminal trespassing in the halls of Congress.
Now, there's still a number of people who are in jail to this day. And, you know, you mentioned a small handful of people were really violent attacking police officers. But some of these other folks have been in prison. And in some cases, you're hearing reports they can't even see their family. They get no visitors. They get, an hour out of day there. And it's a horror show. How can we let this happen?
I agree with you. And what's happened is Merrick Garland, the attorney general, has basically abused his power as the attorney general. They have overcharged and gone after people that they shouldn't have. And unfortunately, you have a bunch of liberal judges in the District of Columbia who are just as harsh, and the public defenders that some of these people have been forced to use are all liberals too, and they've done a lousy job of defending their clients. Now, keep in mind that we've got another case up before the Supreme Court that could affect that too, because a lot of these people, their sentences were lengthened because they were charged with interfering with an official proceeding. And we just had a court say, look, that criminal statute only applies in Congress when they're engaged in investigative activity, not counting ballots. If that is held up by the Supreme Court, that's going to mess up a lot of the sentences, thank goodness, that a lot of these people received.
Again, Hans von Spakovsky is our guest, Heritage Foundation. You're on with us here on Lindell TV. We appreciate that across the country on the USA Audio Network. So Trump is still facing a number of indictments. Any of these stick? Any of these get in the way? Any of these, you know, cause heartache for him as he approaches November?
Well, as you know, we're waiting for a decision down in Georgia in Atlanta from the judge there on whether or not he's going to recuse Fannie Willis, the prosecutor, and the other members of her office from the case. I don't see how we can do anything other than recuse her from the case. If they then transfer it to another DA, hopefully we'll get a reasonable, smart DA who's going to realize this is a totally bogus case and dismisses it. The most serious case probably is the classified documents case. But there, look, Trump's got a great argument about selective prosecution.
Right.
Because that special report on Joe Biden showed that he willfully, intentionally, basically stole classified documents that he wasn't entitled to, going all the way back to when he was a U.S. senator.
Yeah.
And yet, what does the special counsel say? Oh, he shouldn't be prosecuted. Well, that's exactly what Trump is being criminally prosecuted for.
Hans, I got to jump in. The music is playing. Where can folks find out more about you and read your latest article?
Sure. Go to heritage.org or the Daily Signal.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you coming on. I really do. Thank you. I'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hans von Spakovsky, Heritage Foundation, a wealth of information down there at the Heritage Foundation. Love those guys. They do a great job. I have a number of those folks as regulars on my morning show. All right. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We'll take a short break. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV.
This is Wayne Allen Root for GoGet Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allen Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome, welcome, Lindell TV.
You can watch me. How about that? You can be the big brother, the eye in the sky, also the USA Audio Network. No Wayne Allyn Root. You get me tonight. You get me tomorrow night. You get me Thursday. Wayne is down there in Florida, down at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump and all the minions as they celebrate tonight, Super Tuesday, as some of these results come across the screen. Trump is winning just about every single state. So is Biden, for that matter. But Trump is winning every state. Some of them aren't even close. But it's really early. But I assume, and I don't think I'm making a leap of faith that he's going to win, if not every state, 14 out of the 15 for sure. I think one of them was relatively close, but I think he'll run away with most of the stuff. I was just talking to Chris off the air, and we were talking about this Michigan explosion at this, I think, propane facility. And it reminds me of this story. So I was playing, one time I was playing baseball in Perth, Australia. And they had a league down there in Perth. It was kind of cool. But where our facilities were, it was sort of right next to this propane storage facility. Not the kind with the giant tanks, but basically where you would hold the propane. They put them in these steel, like they look like, I don't know, balloons, so to speak, but they're filled with propane. And anyway, there was thousands of them in this facility. And it was right next to our facility. So it was sort of, the actual lots abutted each other. And we were working out inside. And literally, man, we just heard boom, 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 like three or four. And then all of a sudden we look on the walls and the walls were cracking. So a bunch of players were working out. We run outside, and explosion after explosion, and these things are flying in the air like 100 feet. So we're like sprinting. It's like a movie. So I can only imagine how scared that is. It's loud too. So I mean, nobody got hurt at the one I was at. I think one person unfortunately died in Michigan, but it was literally like, it was what I saw when I was next to it. It was like you were nervous because these things were going 100 feet in the air, and they must weigh a couple hundred pounds each. It was crazy. Chris, you got more going on?
Yeah, so this happened in Clinton Township, which is 25 miles outside the city of Detroit. It was actually a butane facility. So basically like what you were saying, and these are like the type of butane canisters like you would have at home for your barbecue grill and all that, propane.
Yep.
Some of that size.
Yeah.
So apparently, a fire broke out last night. I mean, literally, it was shooting out debris.
Yeah.
And, like aluminum. Like I said here, a 19-year-old was hit in the head. This is coming from USA Today. A 19-year-old had died after he was hit in the head with a flying object from the fire explosion at a vape distributor about a quarter mile away from Detroit.
Right,
blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah. Yeah, apparently it struck this young person in the head. So, but yeah, I mean, literally last night I was watching it on NBC Local there, and there was debris like everywhere scattered for blocks. I mean, it was like a, you hate to say it this way, it was the effect of like if you had a bomb going off.
Sure. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
debris.
The same thing.
Yeah. You know, and people were just, they were telling people, don't leave your house, you know, shelter in place.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, even the news helicopters were told, they actually put up an embargo area because that debris was going in the air. So even air traffic, and, you know, for helicopters was limited.
Yeah, I can imagine. The ones that you're describing aren't the same ones that were in the facility. The ones I had, like, the side, like, 6 feet high. So a little bit different, but man, I can imagine how scary it's going to be. It's loud, and unfortunately, again, that young person.
Especially when it's at night, too. You can't see half of everything that's going
on. For me, it was during the day, but yeah, at night, you don't know what's going on, so that's too bad. All right, we're watching what's happening on Super Tuesday. Some of the results are coming across, the screen here with me, but it's so early, really. The only declared winner is they gave Trump Virginia already, but I assume, as the night obviously progresses, we'll get more and more victories for Donald Trump as he racks this up. I did see this story. A conservative family. How about this? A conservative family moves to Russia. To escape the LGBTQ ideology. And I guess this family decided they'd had enough. They emptied out their bank accounts. And where do you move to Russia? Do you call up a travel agent, and where do you land? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, they're over there in Russia now. They don't like the LGBTQ community, so they're trying to live their best life in the old Soviet Union, I guess. I don't know. That would be kind of a drastic move. It's like these stars saying, if Trump's elected, I'm out, and none of them leave. But these guys decided, you know what? I'm leaving. You see where the baseball is right around the corner, and Bob Melvin has decided to require his players to stand for the national anthem. I love this story. You know, we talk about how disappointing it is sometimes for athletes to not recognize the sacrifice that our veterans had gone through, and, you know, they decided to take a knee. Kaepernick started with taking the knee during the national anthem, and it was infuriating to me. It's infuriating to sports fans in particular because you now feel guilty. Like, you want to watch your players play, but you feel guilty about it, and you want to take a stand, whatever. Bob Melvin says, listen, you're going to stand for the national anthem, or you're not going to play. I love it. So kudos to him. Almost makes me want to root for the Giants, but I won't. Anyway, I want to thank all the folks over at Lindell TV for hanging out with us and holding our hand a little bit. My hand, not Christopher's, but my hand a little bit, getting this thing rocking and rolling. And we'll be ready to go at it tomorrow night as well. I want to thank Chris down there in Dallas, Texas, for making sure we push all the buttons and make it go. And we got to leave Lindell TV, which is very sad. I get a little tear. I get a little tear right here. I get a little tear. But we'll be back with them tomorrow night. I got a number of great guests come at you tomorrow night as well. So please don't go anywhere. A lot going on. Keep it right here. USA Audio Network, Lindell TV.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.